I'm Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today, we're going to jump all over the place. First, talk about a show out at the David Joyce Gallery on the LCC campus. Then cover a couple venues, one of which will have an opening this Friday. It's first Friday in Eugene. That's Olive Grand. And then down on Broadway, Passion Flower Designs is having a two-day gig, just Friday, Saturday. So first, let's go out to LCC campus and talk about the show. It's called Red Something.
It's called Winter. Red, red, the color of warm. And they have a very inspirational quote for the artist. It goes like this: of all the hues, reds have the most potency. If there is one electric blue, a dozen reds are so charged. Ooh. So everything there has wonderful shades of red. I don't know if everybody knows, but the David Joyce Gallery is at the Center for Meeting and Learning. So you just zip up on Campus Park. You can walk straight in and go up the stairs at the CML. It has also the Culinary Arts and Hospitality Management program. So this gallery really focuses on themes that reflect subjects of culinary and hospitality.
And is this just one artist or a group?
Well, there are, I believe, 9 artists. They're all Oregon artists.
Okay.
And I would mention the one that really caught my eye was actually a friend of mine. He's on my tech team, Jim Bailey. He was out in Pennsylvania doing Pennsylvania Dutch barns in Lancaster County. So he has these really large format portraits of these gorgeous stone barns with bright red lumbering and then these gold and white hex signs.
And they're photographs?
They're photographs. They're beautifully done.
Okay. And what else? Paintings?
Renee Nelson had one of my favorites, I think, called Crows with Red Skies. There were 7 crows, which I believe is called A Murder of Crows, on a variety of odd and contentious angles against a red sky. And they were eating something, and I guess that's the food connection.
The food connection.
Yes. You know what? My friend Rocco Walsh was out there with a very delicate watercolor of folded petals, very exquisite and Asian. She's come a long way, and I'm really starting to look for her work.
Okay. Again, that's at the David Joyce Gallery on the LCC campus. That one probably runs through this term.
It was yellow in the fall. I think the green will be in the spring.
Oh, cool.
I think it's worth anybody's while to stop by the campus.
Worth the trip out to campus.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we look at shows that are up. In this case, I wanted to plug a couple shows that at this time we're recording, they're not up yet. So it was a bit of a challenge to do some research on these. The first one will actually be on First Friday Art Walk this Friday evening. It's the show at Olive Grand down there on Willamette Street.
I hear they have a party set up,
right? They're going to have a party. Yeah, it sounds like a really big deal. They have 8 artists lined up. They're also going to have music by Red Wing Band of Eugene. There'll be some wine tastings and some chocolate tasting of some, as they refer to it, as ugly chocolate.
That's a Eugene chocolatier.
Olive Grand itself kind of specializes in exotic olive oil and
balsamics.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they have 8 artists there. It's quite a variety. And of course, I don't know exactly what they're showing, but a couple of them, or one I know, is Anna McCrae, and she does these really beautiful photographs of the ones that were on her website were of Italy, of just colorful Mediterranean scenes, very nice. Karen Rousseau, she has shown there before. She does paintings and sculptures. Tricia Clark McDowell, she does watercolors and photos. And then one that I was unfamiliar with is Rachel McLean. She does very close-up macro shots of water droplets in flower petals. And they're very exotic because they're so out of scale. It kind of throws you.
Sort of a Giorgio O'Keeffe action, perhaps.
Right, yeah. I believe they are on the second stop of the First Friday Art Walk.
Boy, it sure sounds like a lot of fun to me.
That will happen.
Look at art, eat chocolate, taste olive oil, taste wine.
Music, yeah.
Everything I love.
The trilogy, yeah. And then down on Broadway, they're not on the official art walk, but Passion Flower Design is going to have two of Eugene's divas. Let's just mm-hmm. get...
And Jewel of Passion Flower is a diva in her own yes, right, of course.
The three divas will be mm-hmm. there. She is showing the work of Rogine Manis and Beverly Sosi, both very active, well-known artists here in the community. And it should be a really nice way to check in and see what they're both doing currently.
Plus, you get to see all the wonderful artistic displays at Passion Flower itself.
Yeah, it's an adventure to go in there by itself. So this one will only be up. It's called Objects of Desire, Collection of Artwork, Oddities and Treasures by Bev and Rogine. And that will be just Friday evening and then Saturday, and then it's gone. So, mm-hmm. all right, lots of things to do as usual. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.